get hot.
Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery's internal structure. That's why Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat. Tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And even though it won't get that hot in Alaska, you never know. It might. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney, get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear. Also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
504, welcome back to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn here on KGYM, 106.3 FM in Iowa City. That's our South Gym, 107.5 FM, our North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa, you can find us on the historic Main Gym, that is 1600 AM. Big thanks going out to Mitch Sherman of ESPN.com for joining us in hour number one, looking back on yesterday's bombshell news of Bob Stoops departing Oklahoma for retirement. We've got Mitch Squared today on the program because coming up at the bottom of the hour, you're going to hear from one of the 6 Midwest League All-Stars that's on the Cedar Rapids Colonels, one of 4 starters for the Colonels in the Midwest League's Western Division All-Star lineup. Catcher and designated hitter Mitchell Cranson will be with us tonight. Our producer, Kyle Mann, will make his Woodja debut in hour number 3 as well. Great prize for you for listening to the program tonight, sometime between right now and 7 o'clock. We're going to hook you up with a round of golf and some incidentals at the Amana Colonies Golf Club. Be listening for your chance to win. And when we invite you to call 319-366-1600. If you are the 6th caller at that time, you'll take home our prize. We'll have another one for you tomorrow as well when we're in Iowa City at the Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Big night in Iowa City. I think Iowa City West and City High meeting on the baseball diamond. I'm sure a lot of people we'll be attending that game as well as keeping tabs on what's going on around the rest of the world sports-wise. The Stanley Cup playoffs, NHL finals are on tap. Last night's Golden State comeback victory over Cleveland. Looked like the Cavaliers were going to put one in the win column and make it a 2-1 series. Instead, here we are with Golden State up 3-0. We'll talk basketball here in hour number 2 to start with, but we'll stay in the college ranks and not necessarily the NBA. The pairings announced today by the Big Ten and the ACC for the annual Big Ten ACC Challenge. Iowa will head to Blacksburg, Virginia. Date and time yet to be determined, but the Hawkeyes traveling on the road for the second year in a row in this event. Last year they went to South Bend to face Notre Dame. This year they'll go to Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. This story out of Columbus continues to be more and more bizarre, though, and that's where we pick up right now. 319-366-1600. 1600. That's the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You can also use that number to reach Kyle here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Gene Smith appears to have fired Thad Matta without any sort of plan in place to replace him. And rather than let Matta coach the upcoming season, which at this point is looking more and more like it would have been his best option, Gene Smith continues to strike out right and left. Last night, the reports were that Greg McDermott had been offered the Ohio State job and that he was heading back to Columbus with Gene Smith. That turned out to be false. McDermott gets on social media today and issues a tweet about how happy he is to be the head coach at Creighton and how much he's committed to that program. You've got rumors out of Chicago that perhaps Fred Hoiberg and Ohio State could be close to consummating a deal. Fred Hoiberg, who hates recruiting, going back, I don't know. But the bottom line here is that if you're going to fire a coach, you should usually have a plan in place to replace him. Gene Smith looks like he had no idea what he was going to do. I think maybe overplayed his hand, thought, hey, I'm going to get rid of Thad Matta, and the best and the brightest in the business are just going to be knocking down my door, sending resumes and trying to get this job, and that hasn't been the case.
I'm a pretty big fan of what Greg McDermott is doing at Creighton and what he did at Northern Iowa. But like you just said, Gene Smith fired the best coach in the history of the Ohio State basketball program, who was just 2 years removed from coaching a team that was at some point ranked in the top 25 with D'Angelo Russell leading the way at point guard. So you fire that guy. And like you said, Todd, you think, okay, well, he clearly has something else in mind. And let's just skip over for a second. Let's just skip over the fact that Greg McDermott said no to this opportunity. Your number one idea for a replacement is Greg McDermott?
Well, at this point, he could be number five, number six, number seven.
Could.
We don't know. We don't know.
But the most tangible option for replacing the best coach that you've ever had was a guy who was 59-68 in his only time as a Power 5 head coach. And I know Creighton has moved into the Big East, so he's done well recently with Creighton. But this just does not make sense to me at all. And then you hear some of the other names, Fred Hoiberg and Mike Brown, and they would have been better off just letting Thad Matta coach another year, or saying, yeah, well, this will be Thad Matta's last year, and then we'll open it up in the right after the season. Or they try to find someone midseason. Whatever the case is, you fire the best coach you've ever had in June, and the most tangible plan you have to replace him is Greg McDermott. That is amazing to me.
Well, remember the original reports were, hey, Thad Matta is having a news conference, and he's going to announce that he's stepping down at the end of the season.
Right.
And then it turns out, wait a minute, no, he's been let go. And as Cyclone Tim says on the text line, isn't this really athletic department 101?
Yes, it is.
Have a coach in the ready before you fire your current coach. Now, and that doesn't necessarily mean that Gene Smith didn't have a list, but maybe the guys that were on his list weren't as interested as he thought they were, or maybe someone was and then got cold feet at the last minute, as I like to call it, pulling a Dana Altman, maybe not getting all the way to Columbus and having a news conference and then deciding that you don't want to be the coach of the team, as Altman did at Arkansas all those years ago. But here's a guy in Gene Smith who, if I'm an Ohio State fan, or a booster especially, my confidence in him is shaken. And then I look and say, well, yeah, we've still got Urban Meyer and football's doing all right, so I guess he can be as incompetent and bungle this as much as he wants to, but if he screws up football, we're coming after him. We're going to go for him. But basketball, okay. He can do whatever he wants. The question is, what does Gene Smith want here? And right now, it looks like he just wants somebody to take the job, because as each day passes, it's getting more and more embarrassing for him. And I understand the Fred Hoiberg talk. I really do. To me, it's really difficult to see Fred Hoiberg agree to walk away from the guaranteed money in the NBA for the next 3 years, which is what's left on his contract. It's even more difficult for me to see Hoiberg going back to college and embracing things that he absolutely hated to do, such as recruiting, which is the lifeblood of any college program. And Fred Hoiberg just did not enjoy that aspect of coaching. And that's why he went to the NBA, that and the fact that he had a great working relationship with the front office in Chicago, the same front office that essentially threw him overboard without firing him, but did not exactly give him a great vote of confidence after his second season was in the books.
Gene Smith said in his press conference, the joint press conference with Thad Matta, that he wanted to bring somebody in that could build on what Thad had done at Ohio State. And a lot of times when you fire a coach, you want to bring in the opposite. I brought that up with Bill Landis of Cleveland.com. You fire Bo Pelini, you bring in Mike Riley. Completely opposite. But in this case, you had a guy that wrote the blueprint for success for what was, at the time, a pretty failing basketball program. What Thad Matta did, they're going to go out, they're going to recruit the best players in the country, and you look at the amount of talent that he brought in, the amount of NBA talent that he brought in, and you'd think that Ohio State would want to bring in a guy similar to that, a guy that goes out on the recruiting trail, that embraces recruiting, that wants to recruit with the best programs in the country. Instead, the top options are a coach for the Chicago Bulls who hates recruiting, Mike Brown, who's never recruited before, and then Greg McDermott, who's one knock against him, is that when he was at a Power 5 program, he couldn't recruit well enough. So it just makes absolutely no sense, and Gene Smith is botching this to the nth degree.
They have almost identical records over the last four seasons, McDermott and Matta. Both two NCAA appearances, both 1-2 in those tourneys. And Matta was 87-50. McDermott's 86-52. I thought the more telling number on Greg McDermott was, if you take out the games in which Doug McDermott was on his roster, his career record is 118-112. And that's not to take anything away from Greg McDermott. I think he's an okay coach. He was good at UNI, and he fell flat on his face at Iowa State. Although, I think if you look at what he was tasked with doing in Ames, that was an extremely difficult position to put him in order to essentially rebuild that program and move it forward, and suffered a similar yet different fate to Todd Licklider at Iowa, in the fact that you just started spinning your wheels almost from the get-go, and then there was no overcoming it. And McDermott had some of the same issues that Licklider did in Iowa City as far as retaining players, keeping them in Ames. And at the end of the day, he found a landing spot in Omaha and has done fairly well there with Creighton. Of course, brought his son along, who was committed to play at UNI, got him out of his letter of intent there. Ben Jacobson, I thought, really doing the gentlemanly thing in releasing him from his letter of intent. When McDermott was coaching at Iowa State, it was going to be no big deal for him to go to UNI, and then UNI and Creighton playing in the same conference at that point in time. I think this would have been a really bad hire for Ohio State.
Awful.
I think Ohio State probably dodged a bullet here, but the question then becomes, if even Greg McDermott is meeting with you and turning you down, and reports are that his salary would have tripled. Not that everything is about money or that money makes everybody happy or money drives everybody's decision, but I've known enough coaches in my lifetime fairly well to know that most of them are concerned about how much money they're going to make at various jobs and offers that they get. McDermott says no, and all of a sudden, you're Gene Smith, and you're looking at your program, and to me, it's kind of like having a garage sale where you think you've got items that people are going to just be clamoring to buy, and maybe it's time to reevaluate the sticker price on that vinyl collection that you don't really want to part with. I think he overplayed his hand here a little bit and thought that this was going to be a destination job for some really high-profile coaches, maybe a Sean Miller or, you know, some of the other names, Greg Marshall, which, no, that wasn't going to happen. He's got a preseason top 10, top 15 team in Wichita. He's not leaving in June.
We've gone from Billy Donovan and Sean Miller to Greg McDermott saying no in about 3 days. And you bring up Gene Smith thinking it was going to be a destination job. And now he has to deal with the fact that I think a lot of fans have, the Ohio State fan base has also a very inflated view of what it is. And it has been a very good basketball program. But when I watched, when I saw the news pop across my timeline that Greg McDermott had been offered the job, the replies from the Ohio State fans were just, it was of just pure disgust that this guy was possibly taking over the basketball program. And then to see it not happen, now as an Ohio State fan, you have to be sitting there saying, who is going to coach this team? Who wants to coach this team? And the beginning of the season is just, I mean, it's not right around the corner, but it's a few months away, and they're going to start the summer workouts without a coach. They're going to get into the fall practice, and there's going to be a coach named by then, but I think, I agree with you, Todd. I think that Gene Smith completely overplayed his hand, and now he has to go somehow salvage this tough situation in a damage control mindset.
The question now is, who do they wind up with? What do you do?
And do you go interim?
I think you almost have to at this point. And I don't know how quickly or if Gene Smith comes to that conclusion, but I know a guy. His name's Thad Matta. He's out of a job. He's looking for work. Seriously. They should have just announced that Matta was going to coach this year and then step down. That way, you're up front with the recruits. Everybody knows that this is the situation. Granted, Ohio State's still going to get hurt on the recruiting trail because, let's face it, a lot of 17, 18-year-old kids wouldn't want to commit to a program where they're sort of flying blind. They have no idea who the next guy coming in is going to be. But Matta had health problems, which I think complicated this a little bit as well. And the fact that he's also involved in naming his replacement here is a little head-scratching to me, because you would think that even if Gene Smith had no idea about a list of possible coaches, Thad Mata's been in contact with people his entire career. He's going to know names to suggest as far as who could take that program over. I see Chris Holtman at Butler's name is resurfacing. We talked to Chris Mack at Xavier. I still think Mack would be the guy, but if they're reaching out to McDermott and he's saying no, have they not reached out toward Xavier and Cincinnati at all, or what's going on? That, to me, is another $64,000 question here. But if Gene Smith didn't have a football program like Ohio State's to lean on, you'd be talking about how much longer does this guy going to have a job? Because this is turning into, for Ohio State, I'm sorry, this is turning into, for the Ohio State University, a massive, colossal embarrassment. They are the butt of national jokes right now as far as their basketball program is concerned, and a little bit of that rubs off on the conference that Ohio State's in, but it's the institution that's taking most of the slings and arrows from the basketball community here, because either Gene Smith thought he had a North Carolina Duke situation on his hands where people wanted to coach at Ohio State, or he made a colossal miscalculation, and neither answer is acceptable right now. 319-366-1600.
I agree. I would just say at this point, go the interim coach route. And you laid out the reasons why. I think possibly the last thing they'll do is to try to see if Chris Holtmann from Butler, that's a name that has been floated out there, if he wants to come take the job. And if another person says no, then you almost have to, because you have to have somebody to coach this team in 2017 and 2018. And like we talked with Bill Landis, it's probably not going to be a very good team. There were four or five starters that have left the team. The entire 2015 recruiting class is gone out of the program, and that's ultimately what I think led to the firing of Thad Matta. So this year was kind of I'm not going to say a throwaway year, but it was a year where not a lot was going to be expected of this program after what was the worst year of the Thad Matta era. And that's another question that I have, because I look at Thad Matta's record, and last year was really his first bad year as the Ohio State head coach, and he gets fired right away. I mean, every other year he had more than 20 wins, and he gets fired in his first season where he doesn't. So that, I wonder if that comes across to some of these head coaches when they're thinking about jetting for Columbus.
I'm just taking a look on Twitter. Gary Parrish, who writes for CBS, with a story about McDermott passing. But Dan Wolken, who's at USA Today, from talking to some people who have been tangentially around this Ohio State search today, I would have real questions about Gene Smith. Mark Titus, who is a Grantland alum, as the same thing. Jeff Goodman of ESPN, if you're going to fire Matta in June, you may want to have a plan, and not sure the best course of action is to ask Fogler for help. That's a guy who's connected with Frank Martin, whose name has also come up with the job. And then Dan Dockich says, maybe McDermott was a smokescreen, but it's hard to imagine Gene Smith doesn't or didn't have Mata's replacement in place before letting Thad go. These are all national writers who are basically questioning the sanity of this entire process, and that's not good for Ohio State, and by virtue of them being in the Big Ten, it's not good for Big Ten basketball to be the subject of such talk. 525, we'll step aside to take a quick break. When we come back, Kyle Mann will bring you another Midwest One Bank Big Board update, plus we'll have an opportunity for you when we return to play a little golf at the Amana Colonies Golf Club. Your chance to win is coming up next.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning a power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
1, 2, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear. Also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 6/7 to 6/13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Mike and Mike on the Gym is presented by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets, downtown Iowa City. Stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
5:27, our conversation with Cedar Rapids Colonels All-Star designated hitter Mitchell Cranson is on the way. But first, it's Kyle Mann with another Midwest One Bank Big Board update.
Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa basketball team got their draw for the Big Ten ACC Challenge earlier today and now know that they will head to Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. This will be the fourth meeting between the Hawks and Hokies, with Iowa looking to claim its first victory of the series. Some basketball coaches with Iowa ties have been in the news the last couple days, with former Iowa State head coach Fred Hoiberg and former Iowa State and UNI head coach Greg McDermott being linked to the Ohio State vacancy left by Thad Matta. Hoiberg has said publicly he has no intentions of leaving the Bulls, while it's been reported that McDermott was offered the job but appears likely to remain at Creighton. Jake Adams continues to collect postseason honors and today was selected as a third-team All-American by Baseball America. This is Adams' third All-America distinction, and he also remains as Iowa's first-ever semifinalist for USA Baseball's Golden Spikes Award. The Colonels lost 9-6 to the Clinton Lumber Kings last night, but look to bounce back in the rubber match tonight. First pitch is slated for 6:30 with Robert Duggar on the mound for the Lumber Kings and lefty Dominic Carlini starting for the Colonels. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals can be heard on all three KGYM frequencies beginning immediately after our programming. That game will be played in Pittsburgh and will break a 2-2 tie in the series. You can also catch the Twins taking on the Mariners at 8:30 on 107.5, the North Gym.
Thank you very much, Kyle. Are you excited about Would Ya?
Very.
In hour number three, are you familiar with the segment?
Of course I am.
I think Kyle has the chops for Would Ya.
Okay. Because I'm excited about a return to normalcy for me, because I didn't necessarily like being on the receiving end.
You weren't a fan of having to answer the questions?
No,
the doomsday questions.
The ones that I wrote.
Right.
Yeah. No, it didn't have that same sort of panache that it did when we did it the old-fashioned way. So we've got the return of Would Ya on the way in the 6 o'clock hour tonight as well. We'll talk a little more MLB, including the reactions from some of the Cubs players today over Addison Russell's. He's not suspended from the team. They're just telling him to stay away from Wrigley Field for a while to get his personal effects and personal life in order. But Major League Baseball taking a look at the Cubs starting shortstop after allegations of domestic violence were made by his wife's best friend on social media last night. Certainly sounds as if there's some issues behind the scenes between him and his wife and possible infidelity. We'll have more on that. NBA Finals reaction, as well as Golden State's up 3-0. Colonels All-Star designated hitter Mitch Cranson joins the program when we return. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show on KGYM.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP, BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservices.com.
Honey, you're snoring again.
Oh, sorry.
Is your snoring bothering her? It's possible you have sleep apnea. Talk to your doctor about it. If you do have sleep apnea, find just the right CPAP or BiPAP machine at CarePro Home Medical. They'll get you the correct equipment, make sure you have the right mask with a proper fit, and explain how the equipment works. Help your health. Make her happy with a CPAP from CarePro Home Medical. CarePROHealthServices.com.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Patriots will sign wideout Julian Edelman to a 2-year contract extension through 2019. Edelman will play his ninth season with New England this year. Ravens tight end Dennis Pitta is still hospitalized with a right hip injury from 6 days ago. That injury will likely be career-ending. No practice for the Cavaliers today. The Warriors now lead the NBA Finals 3-0 after turning Game 3 around in the last 3 minutes. ESPN's Dave McMenamin covers the Cavaliers.
There was a feeling in that locker room of what just happened, and the guys were still processing it. And you know, unless they win 4 straight games, they're going to be processing those last 3 minutes the entire summer.
Dave McMenamin on Mike and Mike. Game 4 is tomorrow night. We'll have it starting at 8 Eastern here on ESPN Radio, 9 Eastern on ABC. Baseball right now, the Diamondbacks lead the Padres 15-3 in the 8th. Chris Cianetta has driven in 7. Giants lead the Brewers 9-5 in the 10th.
Brought to you by Toyota. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR. A stylish crossover with car-like handling. It's the perfect vehicle to flip the script. Toyota, let's go places.
Greeny, you know how to win at business?
Tell me how.
Show up early for meetings. That way everybody who's only on time looks like slackers.
Well, I got a better way to win at business.
What's that?
Instant free nights at La Quinta Inns and Suites. You can show up with no advance reservation and redeem your La Quinta Returns loyalty points for a free night that same night just by using the La Quinta app.
I feel like I'd win at business more than you.
I'd cream you at business.
Impossible. I'm undefeated at business.
Go to LQ.com now and prepare to win at business.
Come to the Home Depot for the start of something big. The Ryobi One Plus family of tools. Right now, the Ryobi 18-volt brushless string trimmer is just $149, and the Ryobi Jet fan blower just $119. And every One Plus battery starts up to 70 other tools, so you could start quite a collection. Start today with Ryobi One Plus tools, exclusively at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com for availability.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tail. Toyota. Let's go places.
Welcome back to the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM, all three frequencies, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, 107.5 FM in Cedar Rapids, and all across eastern Iowa on 1600 AM, the historic Main Gym. Going to be a warm weekend here in Cedar Rapids. The Colonel's going to be back in town tomorrow night to take on the Burlington Bees. It'll be a Z102.9 Mug Club night. Stop on in at Veterans Memorial Stadium. $6 will buy your first mug of beer, and then it's $3 refills all night long, unless you purchased a mug the very first Friday night of the year and bring it back to the ballpark with you. That's the incentive. Talking now with one of the six Colonels named yesterday to the Midwest League All-Star Game this year. It's going to be played June 20th in Midland, Michigan. That's the home of the Great Lakes Loons. Mitchell Cranson is with us on the telephone. Mitchell's the Colonel's designated hitter and catcher this season. And Mitchell, first of all, congratulations on the All-Star honor. How'd you find out?
Thank you. I actually was sitting on my couch at my host family's house, and I just looked on Twitter and I saw my name, and then that's how I found out. And then obviously when I got to the field, I heard from Tommy.
What's it like, not only you making the All-Star game, but having a couple of battery mates and Sean and Clark also joining you?
It's a huge honor to obviously make an All-Star team and to, you know, represent, you know, not only yourself in the All-Star game, but your organization and the team you're with, the affiliate. It's a huge honor. It's going to be really fun to share with all the guys.
Now, you're going to be the DH at the All-Star game. You've spent a little bit of time behind the plate this year. I know you caught in college. You also played a little third base. What's the plan for you as far as your professional life with the Twins? Have they talked a lot about your role?
Yes, here and there. But I really, my name of my game is I love hitting. And, you know, as long as I'm in the line of hitting, you know, I think I have a chance to move forward. That's the case there. But, you know, I've really enjoyed getting to, learn catching more, throughout my time in professional baseball. And I look forward to, catching more throughout the season as my career goes forward.
What is kind of the biggest difference between handling a pitching staff in college and now in the professional ranks?
In college, you're not really responsible for calling pitches, a lot of the pitches. And so in pro ball, that's mostly the big difference is now calling the pitches and creating sequences based on, what each pitcher has rather than in college not really ever calling pitches and not having to worry about that. You know, college, you're kind of just worried about catching the ball and the pitcher in that sense.
Speaking of college, it's kind of a unique situation. I know Alex Schick has been on the disabled list for most of the season, but Alex and Ryan Mason, another teammate with the Colonels, you guys all played at Cal together. What's it been like to go through the professional journey together with a couple guys that you went to school with?
You know, it's very cool, and it's something that not a lot of people can say that they've done, is play with some of their college teammates in professional baseball. And, it's been a lot of fun, and not only is it with Ryan and Alex, but there's also three other guys in the Twins organization who all went to Cal as well. So it's fun, especially in spring training, seeing all those guys, that I went to school with and I played with, and playing at the next level with them as well. It's awesome.
Talking with Cedar Rapids Colonels catcher and designated hitter Mitchell Cranson. Colonels are in Clinton tonight to finish up a series with the Clinton Lumber Kings. Let's go. It's been about a year since the Major League Baseball draft. Take me back to that. You were a senior at Cal last year. What was the draft process like for you?
The draft was exhilarating. I had a pretty good idea where in the draft I was going to go. And so, I was kind of just sitting at home with my family and friends. Just around the couch, watching the draft, and my phone started lighting up, and before I knew it, I was a Twin, and it was very exhilarating. Dream come true for sure.
Did you have a good relationship with the Twin scout, or did you have any inkling that you were going to wind up with that organization?
I probably had the best relationship with the Twin scout out of any scout. I talked to him a lot. To this day, I've stayed in great contact with him, and he really likes his Cal guys, as you can see in the organization. So, I was honored to be picked by him and the Twins.
Well, it's just brought up that you were drafted as a senior, and you used a really strong senior season, your best season at Cal, to catapult your draft stock. Was there anything that clicked for you that year that you kind of still carry with you?
I took into that season that I did with my last season at Cal, and I just had a ton of fun. I had a great group of friends on the team, and, I think that helped a lot, too, is, the friendships that I built. And so playing with them, and I knew this could be the last time I'd ever play with them, it just made the season a whole lot more fun. And, when the game is fun, it's a whole lot easier to play and play freer, and, I definitely took that into that season. And with pro ball, I mean, baseball is now my job, and, I'm making sure I make it fun.
Did you know anything about Cedar Rapids before you found out in spring training you were coming here?
I talked to a lot of people about Cedar Rapids, and I never once heard anything bad about it. I knew that I was going to be in a good situation, and for multiple people I heard that this was our best stop affiliations with the Twins. So I was really excited to be here.
Now, coming from the West Coast, being a Danville, California native, was there a little bit of a culture shock at first?
Yeah, obviously, being outside of, California always is a little bit different than anyone would expect. But, I've traveled a lot in my baseball career, so I've seen a lot of the country. you know, I've actually played in Waterloo before because I played in the Northwoods League, so I had a good idea of what Iowa would be like since I've, you know, experienced it a little bit.
What's the biggest difference between Elizabethton and Cedar Rapids? Be honest.
there's a huge difference. You know, Elizabethton is an extremely small city, and Elizabethton was an interesting place. It was fun to be there because it's definitely a pit stop in everyone's Twins career, as it sounds to be. So it's kind of like a little stepping stone, and it was good to see that place because it motivated me to, you know, make sure that I did everything in the offseason to make sure that I come to Cedar Rapids and not go back to Elizabethton.
Midwest League All-Star Mitchell Cranson joining us on the Todd Brommelkamp Show here on KGYM. Let's talk a little bit about that All-Star honor. You got friends and family maybe making the trip to Midland. Anybody coming to town to check you out in the All-Star game June 20th?
I'm not sure. My parents actually just were here a couple weeks ago, so I'm not sure if they're going to make the trip. But, you know, if they do, that would be a lot of fun for them to see that.
You guys are currently in first place in the Western Division for the first half standings. What is the feel around the clubhouse with this team?
We know that we're in first place. We know we have a good chance at, you know, hopefully winning the division, and that's our main goal. But, you know, we're a pretty relaxed bunch. I think that is because of our manager and just the way he is, which, you know, it's been a lot of fun, and we're trying to make it as fun as possible every day. And so, you know, we're excited to come back home this weekend, you know, hopefully get a good crowd out there and, you know, have some fun and, you know, hopefully gain a couple games ahead of the team behind us.
We talk with Tommy every Tuesday here on the program, and we know him well. This is his first year as a manager. What's it like playing for him? You mentioned the fact that the clubhouse is a little bit loose and takes on some of his personality, but when you show up at the ballpark, what's it like playing for Tommy Watkins?
You know, so far, it's been really fun playing for Tommy. You know, it's fun having a loose manager, but, you know, there's times when, you know, you need to be serious, and, you know, you can tell when he wants to be serious, and, you know, his knowledge of the game it's crazy. He knows so much, and all the information that he tries to send out to us, it's really, you know, it relays to us really easily. Just because of the way of our relationship and friendship, you know, towards him and as the manager.
You talk about that knowledge that he has. He was a player that was in the minor leagues for quite a long time in the Twins organization, a 38th round draft pick, finally makes it to the major leagues. Does that kind of knowledge, that kind of being around the game for that long, kind of manifest itself in helping you guys, push you guys along at this level of the minor leagues?
Yeah, no doubt, because he's been there, and he's done that. He's seen almost everything that you can see in a minor league, you know, career to getting eventually towards all of our dreams of being in the big leagues. So, absolutely, his knowledge of the game is definitely helping each and every one of us.
What have you enjoyed most about your time in Cedar Rapids? I know you guys don't get a ton of free time. You probably haven't seen or spent too much time around the area other than at the ballpark and with your host family, but anything in particular stand out?
You know, the last 2 or 3 weeks have been a lot of fun for me because my mom and my brother came out a couple weeks ago, and they actually brought my golf clubs, and I'm a big golfer, so you know, it's been nice to get out of the mornings and go golfing.
Have you ever golfed with Tommy before?
No, but I would like to, and I'm going to try to set that up soon.
All right, I'll put in a good word for you because I want some inside information on his golf game. Mitchell, we appreciate you taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the All-Star nod. The ballpark there in Great Lakes is fantastic, and I'm sure you'll have a great trip. Plus, you're making it with 5 of your teammates, which will be fun.
Yeah, no, very excited. Thanks for having me.
All right, Colonels All-Star Mitch Cranson joining us on the program. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more after this. You're listening to the Todd Brommelkamp Show on KGYM.
Get ready for a night of real country. One night loaded with favorites from Alan Jackson. Saturday, September 9th at U.S. Cellular Center.
The Honky Tonk Highway Tour. From the 2017 Country Music Hall of Fame inductee, Alan Jackson, and special guest, Leanne Womack. Reserve seats on sale now at the U.S. Cellular box office or online at uscellular.com. Alan Jackson, the Honky Tonk Highway Tour.
AutoZone has over 5,000 locations all across the country. But no matter where you're at, there's only one thing you can be sure of. It's gonna get hot. Heat causes battery fluid to evaporate, which could damage your battery's internal structure. That's why Duralast batteries are designed to beat the heat. Tested to start your car at up to 167 degrees Fahrenheit. And even though it won't get that hot in Alaska, you never know. It might. Duralast. Proven tough and sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney and find great looks for whether you're in the office or on the go. Raise your game with menswear designed by Michael Strahan. Exclusively at JCPenney, get 50% off suits, separates, and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear. Also available in big and tall. Don't miss out on even more savings with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney, coupon valid 6-7 to 6-13. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
The key to success? Keep it simple, especially when it comes to hiring. And nobody makes it easier than Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, manage your candidates from one dashboard. According to an independent study, 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. New users claim your $50 credit to post a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
To protect your engine, you have to change the oil. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Connecting with your family and friends is what La Cantina is all about. Soak up the summer weather on their outdoor patio, crunching, talking, sipping, and laughing. Happy hour is from 3 to 6, and all 3 locations have outdoor seating. And for your summer parties, La Cantina would be happy to cater your sizzling favorites. Connect at La Cantina Bar and Grill this summer at all 3 locations. Now open in the Fountains on Edgewood Road and still going strong in Marion and downtown Cedar Rapids.
Welcome back to the Todd Brummelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn on KGYM. It is 5:49. Alex, what do you say we make somebody a winner right now?
That sounds great.
319-366-1600. If you are caller number 6, you're going to win a round of golf, cart, and some range balls from the Amana Colonies Golf Club. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. $1,600. I would not recommend using it this weekend because it is going to be hot, hot, hot. 90-some degrees this weekend, according to the report. That's too hot for golf. I know some people in the building that would argue with me on that front. 90-plus to me is too hot for golf, especially if you're going to be out there in the sun all day long.
Now, you're asking Mitchell Cranson for intel on Tommy Watkins' golf game. Does he also claim to be a good golfer? I'm just trying to learn more about whose jersey still looks tragically hanging on our wall.
All I know is that Tommy golfs a lot. And so when you golf a lot, you've got to be fairly decent or at least committed to the game.
But that's true.
Tommy has never invited me golfing with him, so I wouldn't exactly know whether he's good or bad. And you are right. The second day in a row that I've looked at that thing hanging, it looks like we're honoring a fallen teammate. It looks like you and I should be doing the program with black armbands on.
With T.W.
His initials or somehow put a patch onto our polo shirts here.
I'll see if I can find a frame for that thing. How much do you think a frame for a jersey that size costs? $100?
They're expensive. I've got an acrylic one at home that my Ernie Banks jersey's hanging in. And the Ernie Banks jersey, unlike the Tommy jersey, not game worn. The Tommy jersey is real, but those things are north of $100, and we ain't springing for that here. That's a That's an expense that is not going to be approved if I turn that in here in the KGYM studios.
Maybe we can just start a GoFundMe page? No? Oh, no, I don't
everybody
think anybody
has a GoFundMe for... You know what? You would be surprised what people contribute to. I don't think I would ever be comfortable, and hopefully I'm never in a position where I would need one of those. When things went south last year with the birth of my son, I had a couple people that were like, we'll start a GoFundMe page for you. And I was like, I have insurance, and I have money, and I don't think we're going to necessarily need thousands of dollars from strangers. Not that it wouldn't be appreciative of such a move, but I don't need a GoFundMe page. Thank you very much. But everybody else out there, I mean, which is awesome, because sometimes it restores my faith in humanity.
That's
and to
true.
Think that thousands of people throw $5 here, $5 there, and all of a sudden you can tackle a problem for somebody who actually needs it. And then the cynic in me looks and says, okay, how many of these people are just grifting here? How many people are trying to pull a fast one? And that's how I'm wired. But I have said this all along. When you are a cynic, more often than not, you're proven right.
Well,
as opposed to being Pollyanna, who goes through life giving people the benefit of the doubt and constantly being disappointed with them.
You'd have to guess, of all the GoFundMe causes, at least like 30 or 40% of them are just trying to pull a fast one. That's also the cynic in me trying to make everything into a statistic, but that's just my guess.
That said, if I won the lottery, and I think the Powerball's up to $435 million, I'd be pretty generous with those $5 GoFundMe donations.
You get $5.
You're a college student who can't afford your books. Here you go. $5.
Wow.
You don't even need to send a thank you. I do it anonymously. 319-366-1600. It's 554. Kyle is anticipating his first edition of Woodja on a Thursday night. But first, time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Here's Kyle.
Fran McCaffrey and the Iowa basketball team got their draw for the Big Ten ACC Challenge earlier today and now know that they will head to Blacksburg to take on Virginia Tech. This will be the fourth meeting between the Hawks and Hokies, with Iowa looking to claim its first victory in the series. Some basketball coaches with Iowa ties have been in the news lately, with former Iowa State head coach Fred Hoiberg and former Iowa State and UNI head coach Greg McDermott being linked to the Ohio State vacancy left by Thad Matta. Hoiberg has said publicly he has no intentions of leaving the Bulls, while it's been reported that McDermott was offered the job, but appears likely to remain at Creighton. Jake Adams continues to collect postseason honors, and today was selected as a third-team All-American by Baseball America. This is Adams' third All-America distinction, and he also remains as Iowa's first-ever semifinalist for USA Baseball's Golden Spikes Award. The Colonels lost 9-6 last night to the Clinton Lumber Kings, but look to bounce back in the rubber match tonight. First pitch is slated for 6:30 with Robert Duggar on the mound for the Lumber Kings and lefty Dominic Carlini starting for the Colonels. Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals can be heard on all three KGYM frequencies beginning immediately after our show. That game will be played in Pittsburgh and break a 2-2 tie in the series. You can also catch the Twins taking on the Mariners at 8:30 on 107.5 The North Gym.
Clinton's Robert Duggar, no relation to the Duggars of TLC fame.
I remember when they were brought up on Woodja one time, and I had absolutely no clue who they were.
19 kids and counting, 28 kids and counting, whatever they're at nowadays.
I'm trying to think what the question was, but it was, would you rather do something or try to explain science to the Duggar family? I remember the question
I'm such
very
an
well.
Ass. I just, yeah. Well, yeah.
Actually, you know what? Thinking back about it, I'm pretty sure it was about a certain presidential candidate. We'll just not go down that road.
Would you started with the best of intentions, and then it sort of took a turn for the worst, and now I'm just thinking about walking away from it and letting them have it at the Sports Animal in WNML. I joke about this all the time, but if they ever made the decision to get rid of the gym class here and this program became a 4-hour show, I could break it down into quarters And then the 3 to 4 hour, that would be the first quarter. And I'm sure if we called it that, no one would have any issues with it.
There's no other show called the first quarter, is there?
I don't believe so. Would you is on somebody. There was a website today that had the Kirk Ferentz, who would play Kirk Ferentz in a movie.
I saw that.
You saw that.
Yeah, and your reaction.
2 days ago called. We did that on Wednesday.
You were hesitant to do it then, and then it's brought up.
Yeah.
3 days
later. I'm not looking for a cookie here, but maybe some flour and some baking soda and some chocolate chips and maybe allow me to make my own cookie.
Maybe a 50-cent donation on your GoFundMe page?
Ooh. I'm just over here. I'm a content farm for the masses. I'm generating segments for everybody else to use. Speaking of segments, Woodge is on the way. The Todd Brommelkamp Show. More after this.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow,